All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Square Inches Hideaway. That right there was really delightful. Oh, hold on. What was that? That was awesome. It is actually somebody I know. So my friend Deb, it's either her boyfriend or a very close friend. His name is Alex, and he's the lead singer of the Intelligence Service. And we heard their song Take a Long View off the album Flying Leap, which was released just in October of 2018. And those guys, well, you heard it. They're pretty solid. And he's a super nice guy. So there we go. The time is 6:40. And you know what it's like when you're sitting at a red light and you have to wait for it to turn green, cycle through four, maybe five times because the traffic was so backed up. And then, of course, the dimwits in the car ahead of me, and I swear to God, like two to three cars ahead of me, in the last two cycles wouldn't even like jut out into the intersection to like, you know, catch it on the yellow. And I like, ugh. So my brain is like, ugh. Then I feel like just like driving all the way from East Van here to UBC, which is in the western extreme part of the city of Vancouver, is just a nightmare. I don't know why there's no freeways in the city. I'd love to complain about it. I'm the only person that complains. All the hippy-dippy granola people over here, excuse me, are like, well, we love the fact that it's all surface roads. And I'm like, well, you're clearly high because that's just stupid. Whatever. I'm going to stop complaining. I could just keep going on and on. Serenity now. This is what I have to. I just have to like center myself. And it's just been dark too. It's been dark for days and I haven't seen the sun, I feel, forever. And the rain was just like nonstop. I feel like there's flooding. Like it's just like so much rain. And it's just not ending, so whatever. Okay, let me calm myself down and I will not get you all riled up. Let's let the music soothe our souls, right? Okay, so we started that off with something good. Now we're going to continue with more goodness, and that is the fall. We're going to hear something. I have this I would say album, and I do say album, but in the CD version. So look at the CD version, because that's who I am. And I have like just loads of CDs someplace since my last move in my garage. Just, I don't know. Yeah. The fall. Okay, we're going to hear something off the 458489 B-Sides release. That was put out back in 1990. Now, it's really, really good. It contains, again, all kinds of B-sides and unreleased stuff from 1984 to, I guess, 89, right? We're going to hear Oh Brother. That is the first track. I like Creep a lot, too. C-R-E-E-P. That's a good one. But let's listen to Oh Brother. Of course, Marky Smith died a couple of years ago, I want to say. Maybe a year and a half ago. Let me just double check. Mark E. Smith. Let's find out. Now, he was not looking so good, but he's also English. So that's, you know, it's a thing. No offense to English people, but I don't know. Something, is it your extended industrial revolution that makes you age faster? I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking. Marky Smith. Okay, he died. Oh, look at that. Huh. 2 years ago. 2 years ago, almost to the date. So January 24th, 2018. I can't believe it's been that long. Just kind of seems like yesterday he died. So two more days from now, and it'll be his second anniversary of his death. All right. He was born in Broughton. Is that how you say it? Broughton? Salford, UK. He died in a place called Prestwich. And how did he die? I don't know. I feel like he was just kind of falling apart. Like, I'm not being mean. He was born in 57. He looked like he was 90. And let's take a look here. How did he die again? Marky Smith died after a long illness. Aha. With lung and kidney cancer. That will do it. Okay, that makes sense. Meaning, that's maybe why it didn't look so good. It says then, so he was 60. His health had been particularly bad during 2017, which led to wheelchair-bound performances. Wow. He was a heavy smoker. Okay. Well, there you go. Okay, so let's listen to this, and I will be back with more stuff. Of course, I'm here until 8. That's right, 6:30 till 8. And my name is Anita B. I don't know if I told you that, but there you go. And hey, you know what? You can listen to all of this stuff in addition to, I think, pretty much every single CITR show by finding the podcasts on the CITR.ca website, right? Yeah, there you go. It's crazy. It's just recorded forever. Okay, here we go. This is The Fall on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh!
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was a classic in my opinion. That's Beirut. From there, I can't believe it's been 2011 since that record was released, The Riptide. We heard Santa Fe. I think it's 2011. Let me just double check. Yeah, that is nuts. That song, I used to play like all the time. It kind of helped get me through my divorce. And you got to see the video. If you've never seen the video, it will make you feel good about your life. It is like the most depressing, riest video until the end. I'll just say that much. It's kind of funny, the ending. So, Beirut. All right. Let's find out what we heard before that. And we heard two songs from the Antlers. They're pretty low-key songs, weren't they? That is from a record of theirs released of back in 2009. So it's been almost 11 years, March of 2009. It's called Hospice. And it was put out by the band, of course, the Antlers. And it's a concept album. So the concept there is that the album tells the story of a relationship between a hospice worker and a female patient, check this out, suffering from terminal bone cancer. Okay. Their ensuing romance and their slow downward spiral as a result of the woman's traumas, fears, and disease as a metaphor for an abusive relationship. Okay. There you go. All right. That was the Antlers. Those guys are out of, I know this. I want to say New York, I think. Is it New York? Hold on. Let me just double check here. The Antlers. One second here. I feel like New York. I want to make sure that I am not incorrect. Hold on one second, folks. This is driving me nuts. Let's see. Brooklyn. Okay. I was right. Brooklyn, New York. I like to play Jeopardy. So I'm like, all right, was I right? Was I wrong? I have to know so I can, you know. Next time I'm on Rock and Roll Jeopardy, I can like nail it. All right, so Brooklyn, which is interesting because the next band I'm going to be playing us, The Hold Steady, is also from Brooklyn. The Hold Steady. I'm just typing it all in here, keeping track. We're going to hear something off their record just released this past summer, which is called, hold on a second, I've got it right here. The record is called You Did Good Kid. And we're going to hear the song. Oh, no, sorry. I lied. The song is called You Did Good Kid. And the album is called Thrashing Through the Passion. There you go. Okay. Got that right. So let's take a listen to this. And I think that's all I really need to tell you at this point. It's 7:04. I'm here until 8. I think I'll probably come back at some point with some weather and probably some more bitching and moaning, I'm sure. But until then, let's hear this. You Did Good Kid on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You did good, kid. You did good, kid. You did good, kid. When your low cert sonnet's got you brittle and glitchy, and your friend from the null cert isn't calling you back yet, and you're opening bombs and you're a few beats up ahead of the lap track. Or not, you gotta pit through the pills, you gotta call in the cops. The comedian claimed that he forgot all his props, and the jokes don't really work well without him. We were sleeping on the shuttle on the way to the club, and the holy perception of the most precious blood, it flooded the ruts and it soaked the upholstery. The driver made us walk the remainder. She came around the corner with a diplomat shake, some kind of crystal container. Yeah, mutually assured destruction's oftentimes a no-brainer. The drifters in the kitchen, we're thrashing through the passion. Boys, let's try to keep it on the carpet. You won't be so important.
impressed with the sunrise if it wasn't for the darkness. You're a good kid. You're a good kid. You're a good kid. You're a good kid. But you settled for the first girl that said you were sweet. You bought a little house up on Sycamore Street. You hung around the money until they cut you a piece. You're a good kid.
You're a good kid.
But the things they didn't tell you when you went off to work. How does it feel? Where does it hurt? You can't see the wires when they're under his shirt. But they're taking down every single detail. He came into the club with the commemorative plates, a depiction of the slaughter at Shiloh. And the light in his eyes was diminished, but they announced his arrival. Once the assistant hitched us into the harness, the walls all started acting kind of sheepish. Woke up in a bed with a spray-painted mattress, dripping wet with the emotional weakness. Every single moment gets abandoned and emptied. Every single speaker gets blown and now you wanna go home.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit record. And
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Our horse was maimed, running wild in the freeway. Man was killed, standing still in his doorway. That song was playing real sad.
No way.
Oh, that song was playing real sad.
No way.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion. 1, 2, 3, another hit recording.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is a really rad band. They're called Gym Tonic. And I saw them with my friends, Karina and Deb. This was like not this past summer, or maybe it was. I think it was. They played Vancouver, and they're actually from Berlin, of all places. But this is interesting. They are like Canadian and French. So there's some French members of the band. They're a four-piece, some Canadian, but they live and they are existing in Berlin. There you go. And if you get a chance to see them live, please do so, because it's amazing. They, first of all, dress up in like space costumes. Like they're just all silver and it's bizarre. They put on a killer show, and the lead singer and the drummer and every member of the band, they're a four-piece, with one guy. I think they're a four-piece. Yeah. And there's a dude on the keyboards. I think that's how it works. Yeah. But they go all out. Like, they really put on a good show, especially with the costumes, and it all works. So there you go. That is Gym Tonic. Before that, we heard something from Vancouver band Black Mountain from their first release back in 2005. We heard Modern Music, self-titled. That is that record, Black Mountain. Before that, we heard something from Stork. Now, Stork is Luke Meat. Now, if you don't know who Luke Meat is, Luke Meat. he is the former music director here at CITR, and I've been doing my show here at the station. Like, I've been a member at CITR since 97. I know, way back when this guy named John Ruskin gave me a station tour. That was at the old station. And now, in the past like sort of 3 or so years, maybe 3.5, maybe 4, we have a new station. But at the old one, in the old Student Union building, the old sub, John Ruskin gives me a tour, and I'm like, Nardwar? So that was when he was told by the station manager at the time that he is to introduce himself. He told me this as John, not as Nardwar. So there you go. Luke Meat, he wasn't that far back, but he was a music director, I'm going to say like 10-ish years ago, something like that. Him and Bryce Dunn, they were like the head honchos. Yeah, so Luke was music director and Bryce was like the program director. He has a band, Stork, Luke. That is the deal. Now, if you're wondering why his name is Luke Meat. Now, if I remember correctly, he told me a story way back when that I swear this is what he told me. He used to work at like IGA or some grocery store. He's from Alberta. He's from Red Deer. And I think this is the setting of the story. And he worked in the meat department. So his badge said Luke Meat. And then I guess he just adopted the name. That's the story. All right, there you go. That's what we listened to. The time is 7:20. And let's see what's going on with the weather, right? Let's do it. First of all, I nailed it. We officially have a rainfall warning in effect. It is happening. So, because when I came in, I was like, this is awful. And it was really like the roads really were pooling and it was like gross. And I mean, I'm just done with the rain. But here we are. I'm going to read it to you. Okay. Rain at times heavy is expected. An intense frontal system is currently moving through the south coast. Moderate rain has started and will become heavy at times overnight tonight. East Vancouver Island near Bowser. Never heard of that. Is expected to get 80 to 100 millimeters of rain, and East Vancouver Island, north near Courtney, is expected to get 50 millimeters of rain before it eases Thursday morning. So 100 millimeters of rain is, what? That's 10 centimeters. That's ridiculous. How even physically is that possible? All right, Howe Sound, the North Sound, the Northeast and Central Metro Vancouver regions are expected to receive up to 80 millimeters of rain from the storm. Really? Is that right? Like 8 centimeters? That's crazy. Heavy rain is expected to ease up by midday Thursday. Heavy downpours can cause flash floods and water pooling on roads. Localized flooding in low-lying areas is possible. And there you go. Okay. Lots of fun here in Vancouver. Now let's take a look at the forecast, aside from rain. So today's Wednesday. Tomorrow, therefore, is, well, it's Thursday. Why is it not showing up? Let me fix this. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow is Thursday, and the high, it's pretty mild. Let's take a look here. High is 10 degrees Celsius, which is 50 Fahrenheit. High, so highs of 10 for Thursday and Friday with rain both days. Overnight lows of 7, so that's nice and warm. All right. Then we hit the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, highs of 9 and 8. Light rain and then rain. And then Monday, you go back to work with a high of 8 and rain. Tuesday, it's light rain. And then Wednesday, it's rain. If you've never been to Vancouver, don't. Just don't bother. In the wintertime, it's awful. I can't deal. Okay. Let's move on to something else. Now, I heard this actually in my car, this song. We're going to move on into Courtney Love. I know. You're like, Courtney Love, really? But yeah, I'm going to play some Courtney Love from her 2004 record, which is called America's Sweetheart. This song is Hello. And it was really rocking. Like, I was like, wow, this is like some pretty pure garage rock. So I'm pretty impressed with this, Courtney. So here we go. Let's give this a listen. All right. And my name's Anita B, if I didn't tell you. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here with you all until 8. So that's only 37 minutes. And then, so my show's every second week. So every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And here we go. This is Courtney Love on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Bad.
You're listening to CITR. That right there is Deadly Snake. Sorry, that was Waves. W-A-V-V-E-S with the song King of the Beach, which is the title track from that record released 10 years ago. In case you're curious, there's been some waves about their upcoming tour this year because they are going to be celebrating their 10-year anniversary of that record. That was released on Fat Possum Records, August of 2010. They're going to be touring that. So it's going to be, they're celebrating the album, of course, and they're going to be, I guess, playing the whole record. I think that's the whole point. There you go. All right. Before that, we heard Ash all the way from Northern Ireland. That's crazy, huh? Those guys released that song Kung Fu on the record 1977 back in 1996. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, I had to think about that. I used to love Ash. They have another really good song, Girl from Mars. I was going to play us that one, but I did not. And then we heard Courtney Love in there with the song Hello, which is a really, really good song, off her 04 record America's Sweetheart. It is 7:33, and now we're going to be moving into some Canadian territory with the band The Deadly Snakes. So these guys were out of Toronto, and back in 05, they released the record Porcella. And actually, my old band had the pleasure of sharing a Toronto stage with them. It was awesome. They're so good. If you never got a chance to see The Deadly Snakes, Andre Ethier, that's his name. He was the lead singer. There was actually a baseball player of the exact same name. Is that funny? They shared a name. So, but anyways, they were like, I want to say there were like at least seven of them on the stage, and they had like brass section. They put on a crazy good show. I think we were playing North by Northeast. That's maybe where we shared the stage with them. Oh yeah, we were also on a bill with the Flashing Lights. It was so much fun. That was a very long time ago. So anyways, let's listen to one of my favorite songs of theirs. It's called Gore Vale. And it's not just one of my favorite songs of theirs. This is like one of my all-time favorite songs. It's just, it's pretty dark. It's about suicide, actually. So anyways, let's listen to The Deadly Snakes on CITR 101.9 FM.
If I go Vancouver. Vale in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil I would find, I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back at me. I could see him point laughing. I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchens sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. just as a point of departure. Could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame. There is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head and there was blood on my head. Was fire engine red and all the black gods they sang.
You better. choose our cloud and sky.
Your Let me find another job. It doesn't pay me enough money at all. I want a better one. I'm going to tell you this. Fuck you. Take this job and shove it. I'm not working for you anymore. Stick it up your ass. Suck my damn dick, asshole. Fuck your crummy ass jerk. Fuck you.
All right, folks, in case you're wondering, who was that? That is Wesley Willis. I love Wesley Willis. Rest in peace, you sweet soul. He died in 03. We heard Fuck You, and you can find that on his record, Greatest Hits Volume 2. If you know nothing about the guy, he is a very fascinating character. Born in 63, died in 03, so he was just 40. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia when he was in his 20s, it looks like. That's right. And his upbringing was pretty rough. He was born as one of 10 kids in Chicago, and his parents had a violent relationship. They separated when he was young. He spent a lot of time in foster homes and was essentially raised by his two older brothers who went with him from home to home. How about this one? This is so sad. Willis began hearing voices during a period of living at his mother's home in the 80s when her boyfriend held a gun to his head and robbed him of $100 that Willis had saved. By the end of the 80s, he was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia and had been institutionalized for 2 months. That's so crazy. Anyways, sort of the rock scene in Chicago rallied around the guy. His first band was a punk rock band. It was called the Wesley Willis Fiasco. And people started to like glom onto him and get his deal. Like people like Henry Rollins, Jello Biafra, Mike D, like from the Beastie Boys. I'm just reading this here. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, look at that, Mike D. And so I remember in the 90s when he started to emerge as this really weird, intriguing, cool character. His McDonald's song, you know, McDonald's, I don't know, all of his songs are crazy. So anyways, there you go, that was Wesley Willis. Before that, we heard something from the band Harlem with the song Be Your Baby, which is amazing, off the record Hippies. And then that whole set, actually, yeah, we heard Metric and before that with the song Risk from their record most recently released in 2018 called Art of Doubt. And then the High Dials. That's a really cool song from the High Dials. Those guys are out of Montreal. They used to be called the Dotsons way back when. I think they've been around since the 90s. I mean, I know they have. Yeah. They're the Dotsons and they changed their name. And the name of that song was Primitive Feelings Part 2 off their most recent record, 2019, called Fear of Heights. Yeah, so there you go. That is that. I think I am pretty much done here. My name is Anita B, and I've enjoyed hanging with you all. I'll be back in 2 more weeks, as is the norm. And what am I going to leave us all with? I'm just looking. I have so many songs. I just don't have anything. I wasn't sure. I was like, oh, do I want to queue it up? Maybe I won't have time, but apparently I do. So let's see what I got here. I think I'm going to leave us with some Jock Tears. Let's do Jock Tears. They're a local band. Actually, to be honest, I'm not sure if they are still around. Jock Tears. Let me tell you. I think they're in a rest in peace position. Situation. Jock Tears. Oh, let's take a look. Let me just not spread rumors. Let's take a look here. Maybe they are. For some reason, I feel like they were. I don't know. I'm not sure. What I do know is Loren, who's a lovely gal, is one quarter of the band. And there you go. Okay, let's hear something from Jock Tears. There are two boys and two girls. And we're going to hear the song let's just hear Neil Young. That's a good one. I know this one. All right, Neil Young. I'm going to leave us with that. And you all have yourselves a good evening. And thanks for listening. And this here, of course, is Jock Tears on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I need to be saying ciao, ciao for now. I'm really not trying to hear. You call me sweetheart. See, drinking, she has beer. Don't you call me sweetheart.